I'm Jeb Sharp, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. President Obama has put Afghanistan at the top of his foreign policy agenda, but his top military man, Admiral Mike Mullen, said yesterday that public support here is flagging. Polls back that up. The goal of stabilizing Afghanistan is ambitious enough. It becomes nearly impossible without solid support from the public and a clear vision from the president. Andrew Exum highlights the issue in his latest blog postings. Exum is a fellow at the think tank the Center for a New American Security in Washington. He's also an Army veteran with multiple tours in Afghanistan and Iraq under his belt. Andrew Exum, what is missing here? Is it a vision of a desirable end state, the strategy to get there? Give us a sense of what you've been writing about.
Well, I think you've got a couple things. First off, the American people haven't really paid attention to Afghanistan for most of the past 5 years because of the war in Iraq. And not only have the American people not paid attention to it, but policymakers have not as well. And so we've arrived to the point where we're almost in our ninth year of combat in Afghanistan, and it suffered from neglect in several different ways, and it shows. First off, the American people, and including actually a lot of senior policymakers I've spoken to in the departments and agencies in the government, don't feel like anybody's explained what we're trying to do in Afghanistan. And then second, I just returned from a long trip to Afghanistan, and there is a belief that we have not done an effective job communicating what exactly is going on in Afghanistan and why we need to shift strategy there.
And so who's at fault? Whose job is it to articulate and sell the vision, and how do you do it?
Sure. I think that two people are really responsible for articulating what's going on. First off, President Obama has to defend his policy, rather. He's the one that has to explain why we're in Afghanistan and what we're doing there. Second thing, Generals Petraeus and General McChrystal, who really have the day-to-day responsibility for the effort in Afghanistan, they're the ones that have to explain to the American people how we're going to realize the president's strategy. In other words, what we're doing. The Afghanistan is never going to be a popular war. I don't think any wars are going to be popular, but I think that people would understand it a little bit better if policymakers and our operational commanders took the time out to explain what we're doing in Afghanistan and how we're going to get to where we want to be. Keep in mind, General McChrystal is a new commander in Afghanistan. He has just completed his own 60-day review, and I suspect that as part of that 60-day review, and this is something that we talked a lot about, is that he needs to take the message to both policymakers in Congress as well as to the American people and explain what we're trying to do.
So given that train is moving along on one track, what are the practical real-world consequences of the confusion that you refer to and the lack of clarity?
Well, I think you've got several problems. First off, this is a NATO war, and it's very difficult to manage a coalition and to get every partner in the coalition working along the same lines, and for everybody to understand what resources are needed, what type of strategic changes are needed, and it's very difficult to do that if you, the American government, are all not on the same page about what needs to happen.
And Andrew, you are an infantry platoon commander in Afghanistan. Can you give a sense of how and whether this big picture policy stuff affects the men and women on the ground?
Yeah, it absolutely does. You know, one of the things that we often don't talk about, but which was quite significant, was the psychological effect that the 2007 Baghdad Security Plan had on troops in Iraq. Soldiers, American soldiers, generally have high morale. They don't mind fighting. They believe in their mission, but they have to believe that there's a coherent strategy that surrounds their mission. And one of the things that the 2007 Baghdad Security Plan did is that it provided, first off, a clear strategy for how we were going to go about our business in Iraq, and then second off, it provided sufficient resources for us to be able to go about that strategy. In Afghanistan, I believe that U.S. soldiers on the ground are looking for the same thing. If they are lost in some random valley in Nuristan province and they're not sure how exactly it connects to what we are trying to do strategically in the country, that's a big problem. It's going to really affect morale. It's going to affect the way that troops do business on the ground. If, however, we have a clear, coherent strategy that's backed by sufficient resources and that it's made clear to not only the soldiers on the ground but to the American people back home, that could have a tremendous psychological effect on the average guy fighting the war.
Andrew Exum is a fellow at the Center for New American Security in Washington and author of the blog Abu Mukawma. There's a link to his blog on our website, theworld.org. And while you're there, check out our weekly cartoon slideshow. Last week's elections in Afghanistan inspired some poignant and irreverent political cartooning.